Hey everybody, I'm trying something new here. A little more talking, less music, just to see how it goes, see if I can get my thoughts out to you. Not like you give a fuck, but maybe I can make you think about some stuff that you usually don't think about. I'm not really sure to start. I'm really sick of worrying and analyzing about life so much. Fucking, we spend our time sitting here thinking about life and why we're supposed to be here and all sort of shit. And it just seems like a big waste of time. I mean, yeah, it seems interesting. It would be great to figure things out, but it's not going to happen. And I spent the last, I don't know how many years of my life trying to think about things and analyzing things and overanalyzing people and figuring out how people are, and it's just, it's a mystery. I mean, what are you going to do? I'm sure you can sit down with some psychiatrist or a psychologist and tell you what's wrong with you or why you're doing something some way. But no one really knows. People come up with ideas. People adapt to ideas, and they stick with them. They want things to be simple. They want things to be like, you know, just like me and you. You want to figure everything out, basically. And so these people think they figured everything out because it's written down in textbooks, and it's not that way. Things can be still figured out, and I think we stopped doing that. I think we stopped trying to figure things out, and we're just going with what we got in the past, and it's just not working with what we have now in society. Everybody wants to live life to the fullest and, you know, live day by day and, like, you could die tomorrow. But, yeah, sure you can. But no, who lives like that? Who can live like that? I mean, yeah, you have the rock stars. You have the people that get lucky and they're, like, you know, they have the connections or I don't even know. But it's just the fact that you can't live life to the fullest every day. You have controls. I mean, you have the government. You have to pay for things. It's just money revolves around everything. And that's pretty much what fucks everybody over. It's just, you can't live life to the fullest. It's not going to happen to you. Unless you totally drop society out of the picture, which is going to be, like, I don't know how the hell you're going to do that. But for those, like, you know, who struggle, like me, and don't have it easy, and I don't even have it that fucking easy. I'm sitting here, I have a fucking laptop, I have fucking an iPod, digital camera, CDs, video games, TV, a nice fucking car, all this fucking shit, and I'm sitting here, you know, whining about life. Like, it's fucking ridiculous. It shouldn't be that way. We have it way too easy, and that's the thing. Everything's so much easier now. No one has to do or work for anything anymore. Like, if you want to create an album, you can create an album, put it on a freaking computer, and someone can hear it, and you can be fucking famous tomorrow. Who knows? I mean, it's just, I guess, a stupid example. I'm rambling on, but it's just, I get frustrated with this shit. I don't know, we have, like, a TV. We have, like, 700 channels on TV. But then we still complain that we're bored and we have nothing to do. But the reason why we're bored is because we all have this stuff and we use it all the time, and it just gets old after a while. But no one comes up with anything new. Everything's, I don't know, it's just the fact that everything is too easily available now. Things, like, technology is growing too fast, and it's just screwing everything over. Nothing new is going to be developed except for with computers. Computers are going to be taking over. That kind of sounds kind of weird, I guess, but I mean, I could be wrong. But when it comes to technology, it's just, I think it's screwing everything up when it comes to, I don't know, everything. I just don't understand why people sit around their houses and complain that they're so fucking bored when they have thousands of things they could do. And, I don't know, things need to change, I think. And I've been working on this since high school. I sat there and I was a so-called a loner kid or whatever. Talked to everybody, never really got close to anybody. Tried to figure out shit. But I'm just, like, coming to a fault where I can't do it anymore. I don't know if it's gonna happen. But, I mean, we get everything for free. You can download music for free. You can have this, you can download free movies, like bootleg movies. I mean, these are just dumbass examples, but it's just, we have so much available to us, and it's screwing us over. And I really wish I wasn't raised like this. I really wish I wasn't raised with all the goods in life and all these little materialistic bullshit stuff. I mean, my fucking family life is fucking bullshit. I'm sure everybody else's is too. I mean, yeah, there's a couple people out there I know that have a great family life. But just think about all the fucking people that are out there, and it's just, you're miserable. And we try to find these things like our entertainment stuff, and then we have drugs and alcohol just to get us by. And that's not living life to the fullest. You know, having an iPod or getting drunk or getting stoned, that's not living life to the fullest. I mean, it's not doing anything. We're just sitting back and being lazy. yeah, we get stoned and come up with these great fucking ideas, but how many fucking ideas do you actually follow through with? I mean, it just does not fucking happen. Another problem is everybody wants to be their own person, which is great, and I've been that way too, but no one wants to either change their mind or go one way, or everybody wants to be stuck their own little way so nothing can be changed. Like back in the past, people would, you know, come together and things would change, but as a group they would change, not just by one person. It's impossible. I used to have this idea thinking I could change the fucking world, think I could do some type of action or get a group of people together and just like make people realize how ridiculous things are going for us right now. And yeah, I can blabble on about this shit like for hours, but it's not really going to get me anywhere. It's the fact that no one wants to fucking, I don't know, group together. No one wants to share ideas, and everybody wants to do their own thing and be an individual. And even they're not really being individual, they're just, I guess, being stubborn, and I do fall in that category sometimes. You know, I don't want to sound like some fucking asshole saying everybody else is bad, but I'm a great person, but I'm definitely not a fucking great person. I'm just like you. And I just wish things could just be different, and I wish people could talk about stuff like this more, and no one really does. Everybody kind of just ignores it because it's so much easier. And I guess I am not really a happy person, or, you know, but like, I don't know, it's just the way shit goes. I mean, I'm pessimistic as shit, and like, there's nothing I can do about it. I care too much about what the hell's going on around me. And it's just the way I am, and I've realized the fact that I'm not going to be able to change that. So, yeah. Maybe I should just shut the fuck up and stop talking like, you know, while I'm ahead. But, I don't know, I just want to talk to some people, or talk to you guys, and just let people know what's going through my head. And I guess I've always been like this, and I can't help myself. But that's the problem. Like, I don't know. I always complain about not having like intelligent conversations, but what are intelligent conversations? See, that's what I do. I just overanalyze everything, and there's nothing I can do about it. But hopefully it doesn't drive me too crazy. But I don't know. I just wish people could stop being such fucking assholes and be real. Like, I don't give a fuck how you dress. I don't give a fuck what you do. Just fucking be some real, just be real. Just, I swear to fucking God, no one, like, this is gonna sound fucking weird, but when it comes to, like, black people, and I'm not a racist, but, we white people are so afraid of black people, not all of us. I mean, yeah, we have people that meet in college, but I'm talking about, like, so-called people from the streets, or whatever. We're all fucking scared, like, they're coming out in their shoes with a fucking gun. And it's just ridiculous to me how, like, white people are scared of black people. But black people, we're pissed at black people because they're so-called lazy, and they don't do anything, and, like, we make fun of them not being on time for their job, and blah, 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 and, like, just not doing anything and collecting welfare. But pretty much, like, they're not living life to the fullest, but they're, you know, they're not doing shit. They're still getting money, and we're jealous because we're fucking working our balls off, and we're still getting nothing. You know what I mean? So, I'm not saying they're a genius, but I don't know, like, the way they're doing things, it just seems like it's, like, I guess not, it's not a smart thing, it wasn't, like, well thought out or anything, it just happened that way, and things developed that way, but we white people are fucking jealous of black people because they don't give a shit. They'll tell you go fuck yourself, and have no fucking problem with it, because you're gonna run scared. What the hell are you gonna do? You know? And it's great. Great to me. I love that. I mean, I'm not saying I wish I was black, but I mean, fucking A. Like, we just work, like, so-called white people work our asses off, and we still get nothing, and they can do whatever the fuck they want, and I respect that, totally. And that's why I think white people don't like black people. And I don't know why I really got into that, but it's just something that randomly popped in my fucking head. I'm only 21 years old, and yeah, I haven't lived life to the fullest yet, or lived life till, you know, when we're supposed to die, I guess 80 years old, I guess you could say. And I've had the mindset, the fact that when you turn 80, I mean, you're gonna die, right? I mean, it's gonna happen. Everybody knows you're gonna pass away sometime. Who knows when, but say you live life till, like, you know, you're old. Then what? You're done. You're dead. And this whole time, you went to high school, which pretty much developed you as a person, not really to learn shit, just try to cope with people. Basically, socialization bullshit. Anyways, then you go to college, or get a job, or join the army, and then you get done with that, you somehow bring some money in, you know, maybe start with 30 grand, so $100,000, who knows, and you have a family, you struggle, you raise kids. I mean, everybody doesn't do the same thing, but pretty much everybody does. And then you're gonna die. But, like, why do we try so hard if we're gonna die? Like, everybody wants to live life to the fullest. Why don't we just fucking do it together? Like, I don't understand. I know it's too late, probably, but, like, fucking A, like, just, we try so hard. We get up every morning, and, like, we complain about going to work, blah, 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 and, like, you want to enjoy yourself, but, I mean, I guess you can't enjoy every day, but, I mean, you're going to die someday, and it seems like we're just wasting our time trying to make money so we can survive. And I know that's, like, the goal in life. At this point in society, and it's always been that way, I guess, in some ways, but I just can't wait 20 years from now to see what the fuck happens. I'm anxious as hell. Like, I'm sick of waiting around, sick of going through this time right now, because I really don't like the way things are right now. And me being only 21, I really don't have a view on a lot of stuff, because I haven't really been anywhere, or been around, like, you know, a lot of people. But, I mean, I like talking to adults and figuring out things. And, like, you can't really talk to them because they can't relate to what's going on with stuff right now. I mean, they have their jobs and trying to raise their kids and trying to figure them, like, things out themselves. And, you know, half the fucking people that are adults now are going through divorce and have their own lives going on. Most of the kids are fucking lost because the parents aren't there for them. I mean, yeah, there's a small amount of people that still have, you know, married parents. But, like, all these parents are getting divorced, and now they're in their late 30s, early 40s, and, you know, they want their own life. I mean, they're done with marriage, they want to go dating, they don't want to be alone, just like any of us would want to be alone. So then it turns into, you know, these kids, like, doing things on their own and not having parents anymore. And I guess, like, society in the past said, you know, your parents are supposed to be there for you, blah, 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 and they're supposed to raise you and help you become who you are. But now, you're just on your own. And I'm not saying everybody's like this, but, I mean, the majority of people are on their own. You have to do things on your own now. And, yeah, it sucks, but what are you going to do? And I kind of feel bad for the parents, because they have no control over the kids anymore. I mean, you got these fucking 13-year-old girls having sex, getting knocked up. Everything's changing now. And, like, things do change, and things always change for the better. But it's just there's no control anymore. It's just all craziness. There's no control. And yes, I mean, I don't really believe in anarchy, and I don't think there should be total control over everything, but I just, like, why can't things change to where, I don't know, switch, like, totally over? I mean, I guess I expect things to happen at a snap of a finger, but I know that can happen, but I mean, how are we going to change anything if we just sit back and, like, watch all this bullshit? It's just ridiculous to me. I mean, I just don't understand, I guess. I don't know. And I hope you did listen this far into it. If you did, that's great. I know I'm just babbling on. It's my first time doing this. But, I mean, I really honestly would love to hear back from what people think about stuff. I mean, I never do. I mean, yeah, I bullshit and talked a little bit on the radio show. But, I never get comments back. I just would love to hear what people have to say, or, like, even if they give a shit, and probably half of you don't, and it really sucks. I mean, I know you have probably better things to do, you would think, but, I mean, if you're ever bored, I mean, you can listen to this, and I know I don't want to be so negative, but I'm just trying to get things out there, trying to, I don't know, talk to people, just fucking figure shit out, get some different opinions on stuff. I mean, I'm all here by myself, and I think about these things, and I get no feedback. Never. Nothing. And it really sucks. And, well, I guess I'll cut this off. And I thank you for listening. And I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.